If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No Astros today. They are off. Thank God, man. You need a day after that disaster yesterday. 5-0 into the eighth inning, and then the A-bomb went off. Like, literally, Randy Arozarena. That dude is a pain in the ass. One night, he can just be terrible, and the other night, such as baseball, sports, hashtag sports, he can, rip your guts out like he did yesterday.
And he enjoyed that trot around the bases, too.
Yeah, well, you remember the night before, I can't say, like, he directly cost the Mariners, but it didn't help the situation. That triple that Cam Smith hit down the left field line, Arozarena was waiting for it to carom off of the wall, and it didn't. It died right there at the base of the wall, and it was almost like he was kind of like Juwan Roberts in every other Houston Cougar the other night after Emmanuel Sharp went up and then promptly came down without basketball in his hand, and it bounced once and twice and three times, and everybody just like froze and was like, what are we doing? That was him. And it allowed Cam Smith to get to third just in front of the tag. It allowed Yiner Diaz to easily score. I think it was Yiner that scored on that. And look, that was a huge play for the Astros. In the eighth or ninth inning, I think it was. And then he comes back the very next day, grand slam, and then the walk-off walk. There you go. All of that negativity aside, though, Luke, I feel like it was almost a microcosm because I saw a lot of this same stuff in the series, but I've got four observations, four things from the Astros that I think are a positive sign of things to come this year for the Astros and maybe beyond. And I want to know if you guys agree or disagree. 713-572-4610. You can call or text the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. I'll just start with this since I mentioned him, Cam Smith. I'm encouraged by Cam Smith. I think he's heating up. I think he's shown some resolve. I think he's shown some maturity. And that same energy and excitement that we, quickly, I think many of us fell in love with Cam Smith for in spring training was the energy and excitement and the passion that he plays baseball with, like in a meaningless March 24th, 26th game, whatever it was. At Daikin Park, where he hits that RBI triple. I think it was a two-run triple in the first thing, his first at bat at Daikin Park. And he slides into third base, and he jumps up and, kind of pounds his chest. And you could freeze frame that and say, caption it, 2025 Game 7 World Series. But no, it was a meaningless exhibition game in 2025 for the Astros. That's awesome. That's the guy that I've seen even through the 2-for-18 slump that he started the season with. Now, in his last 5-6 games, he started to pick it up a little bit and be productive out of that spot. Your thoughts? Like, that is one of the things that has encouraged me. Is that sustainable this season for Cam Smith in your mind?
For sure. I think he's only going to get better. You certainly hope he's only going to get better as the year goes on. I mean, the guy's had 25 big league at-bats. It's too soon to even pass judgment on him yet or to criticize. Or I know people are already frustrated. He's had 25 at-bats in his career. And you could go through the long history of baseball, find guys who, like Willie Mays, started 1-for-25, I believe. You know, there's plenty of examples of guys getting off to slow starts. Dustin Pedroia hit like 160 his rookie year and then turned himself into a near Hall of Famer. So you got to give a guy some time to progress at the big league level. And the last 2 days have looked really good. Just one strikeout in the 7 at-bats, where before that he was striking out about half of his at-bats. He's looking a little overmatched. Had the 2 hits yesterday, drove in a run in each of the last 2 games. I think for me, the next step in the progression, though, is seeing some of that power at the big league level. He has yet to, according to the analytics, has yet to barrel up a baseball. He's only pulled, you know, at less than 10% of pitches.
Yeah, it's been a lot of opposite field stuff.
Opposite field, 2/3 of the stuff on the ground. So opposite field on the ground, you know, that sneak through, whatever it might be. So I just want, I think that's the next step that I want to see, is show some of that power just occasionally. Because we know he has that natural raw ability. But is this sustainable? Yeah, absolutely. He should be a lot better as the year goes on. And by the end of the season, very well could put together some good numbers this year. But I think the last 2 days were promising signs of that progression for a young guy figuring it out.
Astros general manager Dana Brown was on MLB Network yesterday and was asked about Cam Smith and if they believe in him to deliver in the early going.
Yeah, I mean, within having Cam Smith for these 6 years that we're going to have him, we think this has got a chance to be really big. He's got huge upside. I was very fortunate to see him in the draft last year when I was out seeing players that we may consider in the first round. I really like the upside, the talent, the makeup's pretty special. He's taken to right field very well. You know, he made a nice play coming in yesterday on the ball. He's been out there really grinding through it. And, you know, look, we feel like this guy at some point in his career will really take off, and getting those years to control. Also adding Wesneski, who had a great start the other day, is up to 97. And, you know, we know, you know, what Paredes is going to be. You know, he should hit his 25 home runs, you know, and have a good, pretty good OPS. He's been playing very well at third base. And so, look, to get this kind of control for, you know, 1 year of control with Tucker, not knowing if you were going to sign him, we think it's going to end up being a good deal for both sides. I really feel that way.
Since Dana Brown mentioned Hayden Wesneski, that is another guy on my list of the 4 things that I am encouraged by and that I think could be sustainable for the Astros. Even as Dana Brown said with Cam Smith, you know, they got control of him for the next 6 years. You're going to have Hayden Wesneski for a little bit as well. He's off to 2 really good starts in his Astro career, combined for 12 innings of work, just giving up 5 hits, 5 earned runs. For an ERA of, I believe, about 350 or 375. Really good stuff from Hayden Wesneski, Luke. He's given the Astros, like Hunter Brown, an opportunity to win every time out.
Yeah, and I like his profile, I guess I'll call it. I like his potential. And I like the move of moving him into the starting rotation. It's sort of similar to the New York Mets went out and got Clay Holmes this offseason, and he was the Yankees closer, and the Mets turned him into a starter, and some people were like, why are you doing that? He's been a reliever, but...
Because he couldn't close last year.
Well, that,
remember,
yeah,
he
that
was
too.
Ass.
Yeah. It's like, you'd be more valuable as a starter than a middle reliever. So, but the idea for the Mets, we'll see if it works out, is because he has such a large pitch arsenal that you're kind of wasting him in the bullpen. He can go through a lineup 2 or 3 times or give you 6 innings because he's more than just a fastball pitcher. And so anyways, point being, to bring it back to the Astros, is I see the same thing with Wisniewski, who has a 6-pitch arsenal. And that was kind of the idea on him this offseason, where people were saying, like, this guy's better suited as a starter. Instead of just wasting him for an inning in the bullpen here or there, he has so many pitches to mix it up. He can face guys over the course of innings or go through a lineup twice. And then you factor in just the Astros' track record of developing starters or bringing guys in and getting the most out of them. So that was quietly one of the part of the deal. Everyone focused on, like, hometown kid, feel-good story, but I think he could be a pretty valuable part of this rotation. He's not going to be a Cy Young, but I think he can be a reliable back-end starter through the course of the season.
You know, the question ultimately is how sustainable is it? And amongst the other candidates, I've got Jose Altuve in left field, Hunter Brown's start to the season. You know, which of all of those, from Wisniewski to Brown to Altuve to Cam Smith, you know, is most sustainable? I would say not from a performance standpoint, but Hayden Wesneski, like, maybe has, you know, one of the bigger question marks to me because of the versatility that the Astros have with their pitchers. Wesneski, bullpen guy, you know.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Turn starter now, Ryan Gusto, bullpen guy. They've turned starter now. Ronel Blanco, bullpen guy. He's a starter and has been, you know, for the Astros. But, you know, Lance McCullers could throw a wrench into that. And, you know, maybe this is closer to months, unfortunately, instead of weeks down the road. But if Luis Garcia can come back healthy, there's another starter. And so the Astros have options with guys that they are currently entrusting to start for them that maybe they are able to put into the bullpen and really create a dangerous, not just rotation, but bullpen against the opposition this year.
That's a good point, because I think the bullpen's going to need help. At the start of the season, I was saying, you know, the bullpen was the biggest concern for me, but I felt good about the rotation because of the depth. Some of these injuries have certainly impacted things here early on, but it is a long season. You get some of these arms back. I think they have a handful of options in that rotation. And to your point, if that bumps some guys to the bullpen, then it really strengthens the entire pitching staff, because to me, that bullpen in the offseason so far, 2 weeks into the season, that's the biggest concern for me.
713-572-4610. If you'd like to give us a shout, phone lines are open. You can also text the show, the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Very active as well. We'll get to some of your reaction. We'll continue with a little Astro convo. Are the Astros more interesting now? Luke has some thoughts on that. We will discuss next. It's The Drive, Sports Radio 610.
Really, really happy.